underground preacher to the underground church. And today, we are going to start on a new series. It is an 8 steps series, so 8 messages regarding healing marriages. And today, we are starting on step 1, the foundation. When we say marriage, the standard is male and female in marriage with Jesus Christ as the Lord and Savior. That is the basic foundation to stand on, to submit to God's standard, to let go of the old ways of life and embrace the new way in Jesus Christ, as mentioned in 2 Corinthians chapter 5, verse 17. Therefore, if anyone is in Christ, he is a new creation. All things have passed away. Behold, all things have become new. Because there is no healing outside of God, Jesus Christ, both spouses will need to call on Jesus Christ to heal them individually as well as to heal them together in the marriage. That is how a marriage can be healed. This also goes without saying that change is required, a long healing, to get out of the comfort zone and take the hard decision to change those old habits along with the old ways of thinking. Clearly, thus far, your ways have not been working. So let them go and try Jesus Christ's way. Indeed, it's not going to be easy, but with Jesus Christ, it is going to be worth it. Healing and change are going to come, and your life and marriage are both going to change for the better. But until then, begin with committing yourself to Jesus Christ together. Yes. Together. One spouse cannot be committed to Jesus Christ while the other one is committed to a different master. It does not work that way. Both must stand together on the same foundation, that is God's word, in order for healing to take place. Amen?
Amen.
As a reminder, considering gender roles and respecting each other will also play a vital part in healing your marriage. For example, considering the fact that women are emotional beings, to feel loved means everything to a wife in the marriage because she thinks according to what makes sense to her in her heart. I mean, a wife can be mad at you, but because she loves you, she's still going to feed you. That is her thinking with her heart, not with her head. On the other hand, men are territorial. Respect in the sense of submission means everything to a husband in the marriage. And he goes by what is logical in his head. From the moment things don't logically make sense to him, he checks out. These facts are to be taken in consideration when approaching each other in the marriage. The order of God is that the husband first gives the wife the love that she is owed before he receives her submission, because it is a command for the husband to love his wife, as mentioned in Ephesians chapter 5, verse 25. Husbands, love your wives just as Christ also loved the church and gave himself for her. A wife that feels loved in her marriage will naturally submit to her husband, as commanded in Ephesians chapter 5, verse 22. Wives, submit to your own husbands as to the Lord. Submission and love in marriage go hand in hand. Therefore, the Bible commands the husband to love his wife like Christ loves the church. The husband has to exercise grace by loving his wife first in order to receive submission from her. But you can only give grace unless you know grace. In other words, the husband must first submit to Christ in order to learn grace from Christ before being able to exercise grace. This will also position the husband to lead by example through submission to Christ, the Word of God. Then in return, he will be able to properly love, protect, and provide for his family, both physically, emotionally, and spiritually. By first submitting to Christ, the husband will learn how to love and how to give love to his wife. And as his wife starts to feel loved, she will submit to him in return. And this will bring about healing in the marriage. This is evidence that following Jesus Christ is very vital to the healing of your marriage. So if you haven't made Jesus Christ your Lord and Savior, I would invite you to do so. Our sinner's prayer will usher you right into doing so. The link will be given to you in the description box. And whenever you are ready, you can come back for our next step. That is step 2, accountability. And until then, Underground Preacher to the Underground Church. And I am out.